this is a continuation of the ranch, Jude Ranch story, and it's being done several days later, so I hope I don't repeat myself too often. But in any case, running through the property and only about, oh, I'd say 200 yards from our cabin was the Umatilla River, a nice, quiet, western, not too deep river. And across the river, they had constructed a gerrymandered bridge, a suspension bridge suspended on cables. And that was a thrill a minute to walk across that thing. It just swayed back and forth and back and forth. And somehow, at least for me, it took a couple of days to get used to it, because I walked on the suspension bridge and then I somehow have this memory, even on dry land, of this thing swaying back and forth, back and forth. Had all kinds of other things to do at the Dude Ranch. The three of us went on a bird watching tour, which was certainly a lot of fun. The fellow took us on the tour, knew a lot about the local birds and was extremely interested in them and the like. There was, of course, other things to do. There were swings and horseshoes and the like. On Friday night, I guess, the last night, there was square dancing down in the barn, and everybody invited to do that. So I guess for me, maybe one of the poignant was the poignant scene was in this old barn. There were row on row of heavy-duty workhorse harnesses and horse collars. Oh, they must have certainly a dozen horse collars, and these old heavy horse team horses. Double trees and single trees and harnesses and all that business. They'd been there hanging on the wall for some years. I caught the old guy and the berry grower, and I asked him when was the last time they used teams of horses. And he was a little bit unsure, but he thought, he tried to backtrack, and he said 15 years ago, so the harnesses were probably there for the last 15 years. But I just thought it was poignant that there was one day came where they took off the harnesses for the last time and hung them up and put the horse collar up on a nail, and they never used them again. They've been sitting there essentially rotting away for 15 years and will never be used now. This old guy, Mr. Baker, he didn't seem to... it was very mad. He took the question very matter-of-factly, but I thought, you know, kind of sad, because that was the end of an era when they did away with the horse-drawn wagons and the like, the horse, workhorse. One final note on the bar end, one of the brothers that really ran the ranch was quite a collector, a compulsive collector, and he actually had a cabin. He called it his museum, and it was just filled with both junk and interesting things. He didn't throw anything away. He had all kinds of old food cans and, just a collection of tools, and you name it, he had it, old typewriters and the like. Most of this stuff collected, you know, accumulated at the ranch, and rather than throw it away, he put it in this museum. One of the little stories was he had old magazines in there, and somebody was flipping through one of these old magazines, and lo and behold, if she didn't come across a handwritten letter from one of his kin, because the letter mentioned the Baker family, and the letter was dated 1908. Think of that. That letter was 90 years old and somehow preserved inside a, who knows what, 50-year-old magazine. I thought that was interesting. In any case, when we left the Dude Ranch, we retraced our steps exactly. It was a blisteringly hot day. That's wheat country down there. we drove through Pasco, and on the outskirts, far outskirts of Pasco, we stopped to gas up, and of course we planned our stops so, you know, we could take a little break and stretch our legs. So Margo and Emma went in and to the restroom, and I filled the car up, and because I was blocking the pump, I moved the car, tried to move the car, got in the car and turned it on. It was totally dead. The car was absolutely, totally dead, didn't make any kind of sound at all. No little click of any sort. It just, no sound, silence. And it was really weird. And here we are in the middle of nowhere and at a Texaco station, and the car won't start. Well, to make a long story short, we waited a little bit, kicked some rocks for about 10 minutes, and then for whatever reason I got back in and tried it and started immediately, and we made a return trip uneventfully, although I was afraid to stop anywhere along the way. We did the Dude Ranch trip for Emma. We knew she loved horses, and we knew she would, we hoped she would enjoy it, and I think she really did. And we also hoped, of course, we were providing her with a memory that children should accumulate about different aspects of their youth, that she can look back on with, you know, delight or good feelings, fond memories, or whatever. And I think that worked out. I'm satisfied that worked out. But I will say that, I also want to say that it was only a couple of days, everyone at the ranch knew Emma. All the wranglers, all the hands, all the kitchen scullery maids, all the guests knew Emma by name. Not that she didn't push herself or anything, they just knew everyone knew Emma. In any case, one night at supper, rather late in our stay, a man who was quite an experienced rider, he was a guest at the ranch, he turned to Emma and he just heaped praise on her. He said, gee, I really enjoyed having you on the rides, and you didn't hold up the group, and you know how to ride, and you were fun to be with, and you're a good horseman and all that. And we were just, whoa, this is really nice, a nice compliment. And I think in turn, Emma was really good about that. She simply said, well, thank you very much, that's nice, and that was it. But that's the way everybody seemed to feel about Emma at the